As we just heard, Jacob Zuma is extremely popular among South Africa's poor. That's in part because he himself came from poverty. He didn't even learn to read until he was an adult. During the campaign, Zuma made promises to those left behind in today's South Africa. But critics question whether he can make good on his promises and still keep the country's economy chugging along. The World's Jason Margolis reports.
It's no understatement to say that South Africa's economy is the engine that drives the African continent. The Africa Report magazine recently did a ranking of top African companies. 17 of the top 20 were from South Africa. So many people within South Africa, as well as investors across the globe, want to see the policies that have fueled that nation's growth kept in place. But Jacob Zuma campaigned on a populist platform. He made promises to the country's poor. And that has some people worried, like political analyst Justice Malala in Johannesburg. Speaking on a cell phone, Malala says Zuma had the backing of communists and labor unions.
All of them want a piece of the action now. And I do worry about the power that the left has in determining the future of South Africa. I think there has been a lot of loose talk about taking South Africa on a more left-leaning route.
But those fears may be exaggerated, says Robert Rotberg at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
I think that Jacob Zuma is a populist, but he's also now going to be president of South Africa, and his populist policies will give way to, I think, prudent open economy models of his predecessors. There's no gain in this difficult world meltdown for South Africa to go backwards.
And in the age of globalization, no country is an economic island. South Africa's growth has been fueled by foreign capital. Desmond Lachman, a South Africa native now at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, says Zuma understands the risks of tinkering too much with the economic levers.
I think the markets would very quickly remind Zuma that he really doesn't have much room for maneuver. And what he's already doing is he's already dampening expectations that it's going to take a long time to make changes in South Africa.
One change Zuma won't be making is getting rid of South Africa's finance minister, Trevor Manuel. Manuel has held that post since 1996 and is considered the linchpin of South Africa's economic policies. He's enormously popular with Western leaders. Manuel has repeatedly assured foreign investors that he's not going anywhere, and that economic policies would remain, quote, rational under Zuma. But there are major inequities within South Africa that Zuma must also address, says Jennifer Cook, who directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Although the formal economy is doing quite well and is very sophisticated, there is still serious underinvestment in critical issues like health, in education, in combating crime, and very high levels of unemployment.
Unemployment hovers around 20 to 25% in South Africa. Kanisam Zolo is in her 20s. She lives in Cape Town. She's been out of work for 4 years.
Sitting around and doing nothing is a glitch. You don't feel needed, or you don't feel part of the family, or you don't feel part of the society anymore.
She says politicians campaigning for votes came by her township promising economic changes.
They promised jobs and all that stuff, and in other families, they also gave them food. I think it's for them just to get their vote. They did it just to get their vote, because after this, I know they won't come back.
Many South Africans are hoping Jacob Zuma will make good on his promises for things like land reform and better education. It's not just South Africans that are watching Zuma's moves. The health of South Africa's economy matters in places like Europe and the United States. South Africa's GDP is only about 1.5% the size of the U.S. But Jennifer Cook says an unsteady South Africa can pose real problems.
It's not going to undermine our whole economy, but it certainly might undermine our interests in Africa more generally. Because South Africa is such a big investor and engine within Africa, if that economy goes awry, it could have impacts beyond its borders.
That's a reason nobody wants the economic engine of Africa to sputter. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.